mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Nigel Farage is our guest, UK member of the European Union Parliament, the leader of opposition to the New World Order in government in Europe. This is the man who is eloquently every week standing up to these people. Now they just turn his mic off, call him names, and then don't let him respond. The United Nations all over Copenhagen has their armed police on the streets declaring it a UN zone. At accredited press events, if you ask Al Gore or the IPCC head about ClimateGate, you are drug out at gunpoint. I mean, these are authoritarians. These are the children of Joe Stalin, of Mao Zedong, of Adolf Hitler. And when I say that, I mean it. I've watched them. They want control, and they want to squash all dissent. Nigel Farage, you've been around them for 9 years with these vipers. How would you describe them?
They are truly dreadful people. And I don't by that mean I disagree with their point of view. They are truly dreadful people. They will stop at nothing to get their goal. I remember a nice little anecdote. On the night of the Dutch referendum a few years ago on the EU constitution, and the result came out and two-thirds of the Dutch had said, no, we don't want this. And I was with about 50 skeptics in the European Parliament, in the members' bar, having a bit of a party, celebrating what I hoped would be the triumph of democracy over bureaucracy. And at that moment, a German MEP, a guy called Mr. Leinen, walked past me. And he'd be one of the authors of this constitution. And I said to him, oh, Joe, I said, do you want to join us for a drink to celebrate democracy in the Netherlands? And he looked at me. He said, no, I won't accept your drink. He said, and anyway, you enjoy your little victory tonight. He said, we have 50 different ways to win. And it was chilling, because it just about summed it up. There is literally nothing that will stop these people from achieving their goal. They are fanatics. You know, we got rid of Mussolini and Hitler. We got rid of what was seen to be those extreme nationalisms. Well, we've got a new one now, and it's called the European Union, and it's every bit as dangerous as those things that went before.
I was reading the Treaty of Rome, 1957, that really established the EU. It states that by stealth. And they talk about, oh, we've learned from Napoleon and Hitler not to do this militarily. We're going to do this via bureaucracy and taxation and creeping. This is a premeditated system funded by mega rich that want monopolies, using communists as their henchmen who just want a piece of the middle class's pie. I mean, this is a truly piratical group from my study who know they're criminal. I mean, this is a very wicked group. How many of them are just true acolytes who believe in collectivism, and how many of them are true pirates?
Well, that's always a tough one to answer, but I can tell you. I mean, you know, we've had for the last 5 years one of the European commissioners, a man from Hungary, Mr. Kovács, who was for many, many years the right-hand man of the dictator, Mr. Kadar, in Hungary, a fully paid-up member of the Soviet Communist Party. He's been an EU commissioner for the last 5 years. Directly for the Soviets before the wall came
down. Sir, can you start over? Something cut out your phone line. Go back to the communist commissars now in the EU.
Yeah, of the 27 EU commissioners that we have now, and these are the people with the real power in Europe. They're not elected, they're appointed, but these are the people who have the sole right to propose legislation that is effective in all our countries. Six of those work directly for the Soviet communist regime before the wall came down. And that isn't going to improve particularly, because we've got Mr. Van Rompuy, who's going to take over as the European president. But the new foreign minister that's taking over is a lady called Baroness Ashton from Britain. And from 1980 to 82, she was the treasurer of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament in Britain, a campaign that wanted us to unilaterally disarm, and an organization that was directly in receipt of funds from the Communist Party of Great Britain.
Stay there. Stay there, Nigel Farage, a member of Parliament. We have that clip of where you confront them coming up. We'll go right back to you.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This morning, I thought this was going to be a big, proud moment. I mean, it's taken you 8.5 years of bullying, of lying, of ignoring democratic referendums. 8.5 years it's taken you to get this treaty through, and on the 1st of December, you will have it. And, of course, the architect of all of this, Giscard, wanted from this constitutional treaty for the European Union to have a big global voice. But I'm afraid the leaders have suffered from a collective loss of nerve. They've decided that they want their faces to be up on the global stage, not somebody from the European Union, and so we've got appointed a couple of political pygmies. The Kissinger question of who to call in Europe hasn't really been answered, has it? I guess the answer can only be Mr. Barroso, because he's the only one that anybody in the world has ever heard of, and is probably the big winner out of these posts. No wonder, sir, you look so happy this morning. And we have a new president of Europe, Herman Van Rompuy. Doesn't exactly trip off the tongue, does it? I can't see him stopping the traffic in Beijing or Washington. I doubt anybody in Brussels would even recognise who he is. And yet, he's going to be paid a salary that is bigger than Obama's, which tells you all you need to know about this European political class and how they look after themselves. But at least he's an elected politician, unlike Baroness Cathy Ashton, who really is the true representation of the modern-day political class. In some ways, she's ideal, isn't she? She's never had a proper job, and she's never been elected to anything in her life. So I guess she's perfect for this European Union.
Excuse me, Mr. Farage.
Yes?
I would like to put down your postages. You made your presentation.
Right, okay.
Is
yes,
enough
calm
for
down,
us.
Chaps.
Okay,
calm down, chaps.
Please continue.
Calm down. But, I mean, she's never been elected to anything, and no one knows who she is. Even the Prime Minister was talking about Baroness Ashdown as opposed to Ashton. I mean, no one has ever heard of her. She's even less well-known than Herman Van Rompuy. I mean, that takes some doing, doesn't it? She's risen without trace. She's part of this post-democratic age. She married well. She married an advisor and a friend and supporter of Tony Blair and got put in the House of Lords. When she was in the House of Lords, she was given one big job. And the job was to get the Lisbon Treaty through the House of Lords and to do so pretending that it was entirely different to the EU Constitution. So she's good at keeping a straight face. And she vigorously crushed any attempt in the House of Lords for the British people.
There you go. He's about 5 feet from her, telling her to her face. Then the current head, the sitting chair of the EU, shuts him down, tells him to shut up, and then turns his mic off and cuts to the head of the Poland delegation to call him a bare-butted monkey. And then they tell him, you're not allowed to call names, which he's not doing. He's exposing their fraud. But then we're allowed to call you names, European Union Member of Parliament from the UK or UEP. Nigel Farage is our guest. Thank you so much for being on with us, sir. Tell us about that little exchange, because it continues on for some time. It's up on the UK Independence Party website, ukip.org, if folks want to see the full 30 minutes of it.
It's a classic exchange. I mean, okay, you know, my tone may be somewhat cutting or biting or sarcastic, but I didn't say anything that wasn't 100% true, and I didn't use language that was abusive or wrong or foul. I merely pointed out that Mr. Van Rompuy was a bureaucrat and that Baroness Ashton had had these very worrying links, in my opinion, with the campaign for nuclear disarmament, which was being funded by the Soviets. And for that, I was told by the President of the European Parliament that what I'd said was unacceptable, that it simply wasn't right that I should behave in this way. And whilst I was speaking, I was being jeered and barracked and abused. I mean, that always happens now, every time I get up to speak.
Yeah, we can hear lots of chanting, but we can't make it out. I mean, were they just hissing and cussing, or...?
Yeah, they shout and they scream and all the rest of it. But, I mean, I guess all that you know, what you really get from the microphone is me. But, no, they're always very abusive towards me. But it's perfectly okay for them to say that I'm mentally ill. It's perfectly okay for them to call me a monkey. It's fine for them to say that if people support Mr. Farage, it will open the door to fascism. I mean, they can, you know, there is no term of abuse that these people will not sink to. To battle against those of us that are arguing for democracy and are arguing for people to have their own voice and to say what they want to say. And in fact, after that exchange, I was called up to meet the President of the Parliament at 5 o'clock that night. And it reminded me of being in trouble at school and having to go and see the headmaster, you know, and you wait outside the study. And I went in and I said, look, I said, there's nothing I said or did here that could be deemed to be unparliamentary or wrong in any way at all, was there, Mr. President? And he said, well, you called them pygmies. And I had trouble not laughing and wetting myself. I said, but surely, you know, to call people pygmies, I mean, I said, they're not exactly giants, are they? I said, in future, I'll call them Lilliputians if that makes you happy. You know, when it came to it, there was nothing they could say. I am not abusive, I am not foul-mouthed, I am not rude, and I am 100% factual. And it reminds me, Alex, of a time 5 years ago when I revealed to the Parliament that the French commissioner had in fact been convicted of embezzlement in the year 2000. Yeah? And I revealed this to the Parliament. Well, it was like a hand grenade had gone off. They all stood up and they abused me, and point of order after point of order was made. The Parliament was told, wasn't it terrible that Mr. Farage had behaved like this? Somebody else said I'd behaved like a football hooligan, which I took real exception to. I was told by the then President of the Parliament that I should withdraw my statement so that it could be expunged from the record or face the full legal ramifications of what I'd just done. I mean, and of course, nothing happened because it was entirely true. The bloke had been convicted of embezzlement. But this is what you're up against here. You know, continually, they throw the abuse at us and we fight back with fact.
European Union Member of Parliament from the UK, Nigel Farage, is our guest. I want to skip ahead in the 30 minutes that this went on to just one of the people on mic where he's telling you you're not allowed to criticize them, but then he doesn't tell her she's wrong for calling you a monkey. The taller you climb up the tree, the more your butt is exposed. Here is the clip from the Commissar from Poland. Here it is.
Save their integrity, personal integrity. And Mr. Farage, I'd like to say something Hungarian quotation for you. It's good that you are here, because if the monkey goes up to the tree, it's better seen how red is his popo.
Well, what can you say? They can call me what they like. I don't care. They can call me what they like. You know, if they think they're really helping their cause by just throwing continual abuse at me, they're wrong. They're doing it because they're frightened. And what they're frightened of is that the majority of people in Britain and France and Germany and right across Europe, the vast majority of them, want to live in democratic nation states. They do not want this.
Absolutely. I mean, the statements you're making, I mean, you're clearly in the right. All of us for liberty and sovereignty and true free republics, representative democracy, we're in the right. They're in the wrong. And for decades, when we would try to cover the plan for the European Union to go global, when we would read official UN documents calling for global government, global governance, the media would call us kooks and nuts, trying to keep people from having a real debate. But now that their system's out in the open, it's actually backfired on them, because hundreds of millions of people have learned about the New World Order, were told it didn't exist. Now they're admitting it exists, but saying it's good. And you talk about the fear in their eyes. I'm seeing that here. And they beg us. They go, please don't talk about how we're tyrants. Please don't talk about how we're undemocratic. Please don't talk about how we're robbing people and want socialism. Please, 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 because people will think you're a kook. No, they're begging us not to stand up against them. Your comments on that?
Well, we've got to stand up and fight. There's a fantastic quotation from a guy called Burke, who was an English philosopher, and he wrote, and again, it's 17th century stuff, but often these old principles remain good, and he wrote that all it takes for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing. And I would put it to you, Alex, and I would put it to your audience, that what is actually happening in terms of democracy and sovereignty around the Western world is nothing short of evil. And it's our duty to stand up and fight for this. Do you know, those that went before us in previous generations, you know, they had to fight it out in muddy trenches in northern France, and in many cases give up their lives to have democracy, freedom, and self-respect. What we're being called upon to do is nothing like as irksome or as difficult as that, but we have to stand up and do it, and I'm pleased to say that increasingly, on this side of the pond, people are beginning to do so.
Well, I don't want to take away from World War II veterans and people, amazing folks, but I've read a lot of psychology perspective on this, and sometimes it's harder to morally stand up against a political system when the political system is advertising itself as the only orthodoxy. Sometimes moral courage is harder than when you know people are shooting at you and everybody's on your side, and they're on their side, and you're fighting. That's a lot cleaner and more focused, and you know what you're dealing with. Dealing with the duplicity of, you know, as you said, this German member of the EU said, look, we'll just beat you 50 underhanded ways. You know, I mean, it's the fact that it's a covert operation that we're countering. And so what can people do in the UK? Because you talked about your party just exploding. How do folks get behind the UK Independence Party? How do people, from your own perspective, become leaders against the New World Order, against this global group of tyrants who are networked on a planetary scale? From your experience, what can people do in Texas and in England and in Germany and all over the world?
Well, at the end of the day, however much our democracies have been devalued, and they have, and however much our freedoms have been taken away from us, which they have, but still, at the end of the day, we do have a system where the people that have the power to commit these things have to be voted in by us, all right? So the ultimate power, short of rioting, you know, and I hope it won't get to that, but the ultimate power that we have over the political class is the ability to get rid of them, is the ability for them to lose their positions. And you know, That's why, okay, it's taken time. These things don't happen overnight. And your point about moral courage being a difficult thing to show, I mean, I accept that, and that is a perfectly good point. But increasingly, what we're finding in England is that people are gaining the confidence and are feeling that they've got to speak out, not just because it's a moral duty, but also because, you know, anyone that's got children and grandchildren can surely see the lessons of history. And the lessons of history are clear. If you force people, as we're doing in Europe, to live in a different state under a different form of government over which they have no effective control, that is a recipe in the future, not for peace, but for civil disorder and possibly even for war. So we are beginning to see people showing the courage, breaking out of their normal tribal party political lines, and there'll come a point. There'll come a point where UKIP becomes so big that something will give in our political system. But it's having the willingness to take away from those politicians the one thing they need, which is your vote at election time.
Well, that's a great point. And then obviously, every man and woman listening to your voice across the globe, we're on satellite, shortwave, internet, AM and FM stations all over North America, needs to understand that none of us are going to save the world overnight. It's everybody doing a little bit to educate someone, to explain to them about the unelected tyranny of this global corporate system that's been set up, and to understand that, as you pointed out, Mr. Farage, that every generation has to face tyranny. And the tyranny we're facing is cloaked in respectability, cloaked in Madison Avenue public relations propaganda, but is even more deadly than some of the past corruptions that we've dealt with, and that people had better get moving against this now.
Yes, they've got to get mobilized. And your point is right, that really successful revolutions happen, and real momentum happens by many tens of thousands of little things happening. And, you know, it's people talking to each other at the golf club or in the local bar or wherever they go and meet people or, you know, over Sunday lunch with the family. It's lots of little conversations that develop momentum and make a real difference. And I'm absolutely convinced of that. I'm also convinced that across the Western world, there has never been less confidence in our traditional career politicians. So I think the mood is ripe for it. And I think that people are beginning to realize that this stuff is now affecting them directly. I mean, look, whatever they sign up to in Copenhagen next week affects every man and woman in England and in the USA, because what they're going to do is they're going to tax us more and continue to export our jobs to India and places like that. So I think this stuff is beginning to hit home. I think it's why we're beginning to win the argument. But, I mean, hey, there's no room for complacency. We've got a long, long way to go yet.
Absolutely. They can't win unless we just sit down and shut up, because they always create the crisis or use a crisis to get more power. The crisis gets worse, then they use that to get more power. If we just point out that they are the main progenitors of our deindustrialization, the dependency, the welfare, the open borders, all the problems, there's no way they can stand if we just stand up like the little boy saying the emperor is wearing no clothes. In closing, in the last 5-6 minutes we have left, and we're very appreciative in your busy schedule, sir, specifically with the Copenhagen Greenhouse Gas Initiative, it looks like this agreement's falling through, but they will agree to meet again in Mexico City. And Obama has said, I don't care if Senate won't ratify, I'm going to implement through the bureaucracy, same thing Gordon Brown and Tony Blair have done with EU expansion. How do you counter the lawlessness of the bureaucracies, of the prime ministers, of the presidents, and their bureaucracies, who don't care even when the elected bodies do the right thing?
I'm afraid, I remember very well when Obama was elected, and it was seen in England like the second coming of the Lord. You know, all the media, wasn't it wonderful? And I was on a big TV show, and I was asked my opinion. And I said I was very concerned about many of the things that Obama stood for, and I was somewhat vilified at the time for that. But I think Obama's response to Copenhagen, I think Obama's attitude, you know, towards your own parliamentary bodies is quite extraordinary. And I think this marks Obama out to be, frankly, and I don't come on this show to offend Americans, but I honestly think that Obama is a very dangerous man who doesn't really, truly believe in democracy. And I would have thought that if this is how he's going to behave as American president, then it is your duty as Americans, if you believe in democracy, and if you believe, as I believe, in the principle that, you know, no parliament may bind its successor, and that the job of parliaments is to hold the executive, in your case the president, to account, then you've got to jolly well make sure that he doesn't get re-elected for a second term. It's just as simple as that.
Absolutely. In the 3.5 minutes we've got left, sir, I just want to encourage people to go to ukip.org, ukindependenceparty.org, and learn a lot more, and certainly set up our own sovereignty groups outside of the Republicans, because just as Mr. Farage talks about both the big parties, Labor and Tories, being controlled over in England, our two parties are controlled. Obviously, things are moving quicker right now under Obama than they would have under a Republican administration. But regardless, it's Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Everybody needs to mobilize, as Lord Monckton's talked about, a worldwide freedom party in every nation, saying we want sovereignty, we want free market, we don't want to be run by a bunch of bureaucrats. In closing, sir, any other points you'd like to make, any other information you'd like to relay about EU expansion? One question I had, I saw press reports about multiple nations are threatening to pull out of the EU. So the EU is collapsing even as it tyrannically expands its Lebensraum.
Yeah, I mean, just at the very point where they get their constitutional treaty through, where they get their president, where they get their foreign minister, where they get total power over the member states, even at this very point, it's becoming clear that the electorates of the member states don't want it. It's becoming clear that countries like Greece and Ireland, which mistakenly joined the monetary system and took the euro as their currency, now find themselves in an impossible position and with nothing to do. And I would just say this. You know, if you look through history, there is no example of any free people willingly giving up the right to govern itself. And yet what has happened to us in England is we have been betrayed by Labour and Conservative politicians successively over the last 40 years to the point where our Parliament has become nothing more than a charade. And I will go on fighting and I will go on standing up because I believe that the best people to govern Britain are the British people themselves, and I want my four kids to grow up in a country that they can call their own. And I believe this is a great historic battle and we are going to win this battle.
Well, sir, obviously you're all over radio and TV in the UK. You don't need much of our help, but we do have a large internet audience and satellite audience in the UK. Specifically, there's a lot of folks probably never got involved in politics, but they're now. How can people help you get elected to the UK Parliament?
If they want to help me in any way they can, go to ukip.org, go to our website, register with us, and say to yourself that you're going to give a little bit, just a little bit, of your time and money to fight to get the independence, the sovereignty, the self-respect and pride of the United Kingdom back. As I said earlier, the sacrifice I'm asking you to make is as nothing compared with that your grandfathers and great-grandfathers had to make in two world wars. We're doing this because it's right. We're doing this because we've been led up the garden path and totally betrayed by our politicians. This is the fight back. Mm-hmm. It's real. It's happening. Get on board.
Well, it was Cicero who said that, to paraphrase, the enemy that comes to your gate openly with their banners is not the real threat. It's the traitor within who knows your language, who knows your customs. And so, again, whereas machine guns firing at our ancestors was you know, a terrible thing and they were very noble to fight, it's this creeping death that's so hard to deal with. I think people should give a lot, because if we allow this scientific dictatorship, as the UN calls itself in many of its documents, to continue to grow and put its police state grid in, they know people are going to revolt and resist. They're racing to get their system in place to oppress the people. And thanks to leaders like yourself, Nigel Farage, the UK member of the EU Parliament, we have a fighting chance, because we know you there in Airstrip 1 are on the front lines against Europe, who is setting up this planetary world government, this dictatorship. So again, ukip.org. Let me say bye to you during the break. We'll let you go, sir. But thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Not at all.
Extremely powerful. ukip.org. Get behind this fight as we're allied against the New World Order. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Oh, okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com.
Well, the union is a big businessman, and it's going out as a dinosaur. Well, they used to put food in Kansas, and they want to roll on the moon and eat raw.
Okay, I know we have John, Cynthia, Roger, John, and others. 1-800-259-9231. Hold on, I forgot to add Alan Watt of Cutting Through the Matrix is going to be joining us in the next hour. We're going to set him up for a full 2 hours early in the new year. I'm a little tripped out right now, to use the 80s term. I'm tripping, as the guys would say, over a big national TV host says they're coming. I talked to him yesterday, talked to their producer, coming here to interview me face-to-face. Having a lot of globalists come through the office lately. And they have finally recognized that I am creeping through Mordor with the ring towards, well, through Cirith Ungol and towards Mount Doom itself. I've always enjoyed, I've never really liked being on national TV or never liked really having them figure it out. I mean, I know they're, their operatives already know it. Their assessors know it. But the we're actually getting the attention of all the old men and the old globalists now. They're like, I want you to go find that boy's Achilles heel and destroy him. But it doesn't work anymore. When the national media attacks me, no matter how bad it is, people know the media is a bunch of lying, corrupt thugs, and so it'll be good. But they can't help it. They don't understand. They're like shooting a gun at me that's empty. They're like, die, 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 pulling the trigger, and it's not working. I'm going, you're out of bullets there. I'd be scared of the national media coming out and saying I was good. If they were really smart, that's how they'd defeat me. They would just come out and say, oh, Alex Jones is good. Oh, yes, and then try to co-opt the message. They're smart. They're doing that with Glenn Beck. They create a clown who for most people comes off as disingenuous and sneaky and like some kind of pervert. I mean, if I look at Glenn Beck, that's what he comes off as. Like, if I had a neighbor like that, I tell my kids, hey, when you're playing in people's front yards, if he's in the garage working on his car, don't go. That's creepy. That neighbor's creepy. I don't want. Well, why, Daddy? He just looks creepy. If he's offering you soda pop, you know. I'm sorry. I'm not saying Glenn Beck's like that. He comes off as. Well, I mean, he's always like. On his show, he's like. Always trying to act non-threatening and sweet, and he's the teacher he's going to show you. And I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, look out for that guy. That's all. I mean, where is your discernment? All right, I'm now digressing, and I have all this news to cover. But see, they don't know how to deal with me because I got all my problems. I'm not perfect. I'm a little bit hickish, a little bit hillbilly-ish, all that. But I'm real. And they don't know how to deal with that. They don't know how to deal with somebody they can't buy off, who doesn't really have any skeletons in my closet. What, I eat too much and like beer? Don't even do that anymore? I mean, there's really nothing. And they may manufacture stuff, but I'm not worried. I'll be like, use it. Say whatever you want about me. I'll use the attention to expose you're a bunch of frauds. I mean, I'm so committed. All they can do is plant drugs on me or kill me. And that's not going to work either, because then everybody will go, oh my gosh, it is for real. And the other good news about all this is that we've reached so many people in the system that a lot of police, a lot of military, a lot of FBI people, a lot of federal marshals, they know we're telling the truth. They heard us talk 10, 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. They laughed at us. Now they've seen it all come true, and they're going, okay, I'm listening. Because they're not criminals. They're like the general public. They were kind of mesmerized or eased into corruption incrementally. And now that the corruption's really clear, it's honorable. Now that it's finally clear, they're going, whoa. As long as you turn back and don't consciously be part of evil. If you did some stuff that was bad in the past but didn't know you were being bad, it's not bad. All of us have done stuff that was wrong. I mean, I was like a devil or something when I was 18, 19, 20 years old, man. I mean, I like to get in fights. I like people to start fights with me so I can beat them up. You know, I mean, I did all sorts of, I mean, I wasn't classically, you wouldn't think of it as bad. I think of it as bad today. I mean, you know, I liked women quite a bit. I mean, you know, that's why I can't sit here and be a hypocrite about other people. I mean, Rush Limbaugh gets caught taking painkillers. He really did have back surgery. That stuff's highly addictive. The medical system knew when they were prescribing synthetic heroin to people that 90%+ of people that took it were going to get addicted. I don't judge Rush Limbaugh because he got addicted to drugs, but I do judge him because he says put people who are caught with cocaine or heroin in prison the first offense for 10 years. The whole time he was bombed out of his brain. I've talked to people who worked with him in radio, huge pot smoker. I mean, he sits up there, he likes to drink, he likes marijuana, he likes pills, and then none of that's good, Limbaugh, but I'm not up here judging you. I never had problems with marijuana, I never had problems with pills like you, but I could imagine how that could happen. I don't sit up here on my high horse going, look at Rush Limbaugh, he got caught taking 100 Oxycontins a day. 100, that would kill like 8 horses. He had such a tolerance from eating so many of them over the last decade. My problem with Rush Limbaugh is that he still gets up there and says, throw the key away with people that are caught with illegal drugs. You're taking an over-the-counter drug, a prescription drug, but from behind the prescription counter, that you got from a pharmacy that is, the molecule is even more addictive than heroin. And you want to throw a heroin or crackhead in jail, but you don't want to go to jail. See, I'm sick of hypocrisy. And see, I've never been a hypocrite about anything I've done. And I sit here and think about how they're going to come at me, angles they might. And you know what? They're going to build straw men. They're going to make stuff up because that's what they've always done with COINTELPRO. There's nothing they can do to me short of setting me up or killing me. Nothing. There is nothing they can do. Nothing. Any way they cut it, any angle they go at me, it blows up in their face. So they're going to make stuff up. That's the only angle they've got. And they've made so much stuff up about everybody else that no one even believes it. That's what's great about all the COINTELPRO lies about me. One crazier than the last. Always more insane. Always based in lies. Anyway, enough about Alex Jones. It's just to get this phone call. They've been calling me for weeks. Finally got a hold of us. And to be talking to a huge national television host who wants to come down here and do a profile on me and have newspapers in here every other day, big magazines. I mean, they finally are paying attention. And you know, I'm having some gallows humor here. I mean, this is what I've asked for. I wanted to change the world. You've helped me do it together with listeners. And now here we are. We're really going to the next level. I asked for it, so I'm ready. I'm ready. It's kind of like a few times when I was growing up and I'd see some big bully beating up some little kid. And the guy'd be, you know, twice my size. And I'd walk up and say, buddy, you better stop doing that. And I knew what I was in for when I did that. I knew this guy was going to turn around and start pounding on me. But I would just go past the fear, step in, punch him undercut in the nose. Their whole nose would just tear off with blood spraying out everywhere. Or maybe they got me down. Maybe they started pounding my head in. You just got a good old boy gut up and roll them over and just start gouging their eyes out. You got to do what it takes. And it's the same thing politically. I came up with the New World Order and I slapped him upside the head and I said, why don't you stop picking on all those kids you CPS and you kidnap? Why don't you stop all that corruption you're doing? They turned around to me, this little bitty guy. And you know what? They smashed me flat into pancake. The blood that comes out of me, the blood of patriots and tyrants, will only make the tree of liberty grow. I just win any way you cut it. The only way to really win in life is to do the right thing, ladies and gentlemen. The only way to truly win in life is to do the right thing. You're not going to be fulfilled. You're not going to be happy. Your life is not going to be one-tenth as good as it could be until you start fighting corruption. I mean, the stupid Young Turks show, millions of viewers a week on YouTube, where they play the part of the middle-of-the-road, laughing, joking newscast, did an attack piece on me saying, what's Alex so upset about CPS? What is that? Why is he angry at the CPS? What is that? How could five-year newscasters, been around for 5 years, they have a show on XM Sirius, too. How could they not know what CPS is? How could they think I was a weirdo for getting angry? Knowing that over 1 million kids a year are taken without due process by the Child Protective Services nationwide under a UN program, and that the CPS is 5 times more likely, in Europe it's 7 times, to abuse children than any other group. I mean, do the Young Turks not know about CNN 4 years ago, 3,500 kids missing in Florida, and they found a bunch of them dead that had been in CPS custody? They rape these kids and then kill them? You don't think raping and killing kids is a big deal? No, you do think it's a big deal. You just are so ignorant, you don't know what CPS is. And you take a clip out of context of me getting angry about children being abused. What's wrong with you? What type of person doesn't get angry at children being raped by big fat government pedophiles? What type of person is so screwed up that they don't know this stuff's going on? What type of person doesn't get angry at that? What is your problem? You are the people that are screwed up. You are the people that don't get upset by tyranny. You don't get upset by Bush having secret arrest teams that snatch and grab and torture people, and then now they're putting them on trial after 5, 6, 7, 8 years of torture, depending on the case? That doesn't freak you out? Having tyrannical government doesn't scare you? The only real monsters in this world, folks, outside of man, are things like great white sharks and grizzly bears. And what do they kill, 10, 15, 20 people a year? But you're scared of them. When you're out in the woods in Colorado, you're walking around, you know, thinking, man, there's grizzly bears around here. Full-grown men are scared of grizzly bears because you're supposed to be. But you're not scared of criminal big government that killed 200 million people in the 20th century conservatively, the number one cause of unnatural death, and you tell me I'm a weirdo because my instincts are tuned up, and I know how dangerous big government is, and I know it's taken over, and I know what it does, and I'm here screaming, telling my fellow Homo sapiens sapiens, I'm like a chimpanzee in a tree, jumping up and down, warning other chimpanzees when I see a big cat coming through the woods. I'm like a bird that sees a cat coming up to eat some of the other birds, and I flap my wings and fly off. I'm the weirdo because I'm sitting in the tree going, I mean, don't you understand anthropology, sociology? Don't you understand that I'm up here going, my God, they're building FEMA camps. They're brainwashing the public. They're training your kids to spy on you. They're launching all these wars. They admit they torture people's kids in front of them to get answers. The police nationwide are using pain compliance, torture, to get answers out of people. Federal courts have ruled they can do it. See, I'm a Homo sapiens sapiens, so I sit here with words warning you. A chimpanzee can't talk, so they just go, you understand that? See, I'm normal. You're not normal. I'm out at a boat dock somewhere, and I see a family swimming around by boat docks, and I see a water moccasin. I go, hey, watch out, there's a snake over here. Am I the weirdo, or are you the weirdo? Somebody that thinks the world's all this funny, happy football and Christmas shopping and everything's cute and everybody acts trendy because the television through the social art typing tells you the cool guy's stupid and doesn't care and makes jokes and everything, and you imprint on that like a baby duck. I didn't imprint on television and the fake image of a stupid male. They teach everybody, be stupid, be vapid, be shallow, don't be decisive, don't take action, don't rally people, don't get upset. That's what human beings do. That's what men do, you fools, you castrated cowards. But you've been so domesticated, so castrated from birth, set in front of the TV set to rot in your crap-filled diapers, that when you see somebody trying to be a man, trying, doesn't mean I got all the answers, doesn't mean I'm perfect, but trying to be a man, trying to be a warrior for humanity, you get shocked by that. You should look in the mirror and be shocked by what you are. Now, I'm done talking to you, scum. And you are. You're scum. And we're all once scum in our lives till we get woken up and take action. I was once dumb as dirt. You don't have to be dumb as dirt. You don't have to think tyranny's cute and funny. I'm going to come back, Jim, a few calls, and then Alan Watts coming up, and we'll go over all the news with him. Yeah, I shouldn't get upset about the Arabs announcing they're fully dumping the dollar. Oh, you'll be upset when your standard of living falls, jackass. See, I get upset about real things. I don't care if the Cowboys lose. I do care about the dollar dying. Whose head's screwed on straight? Mine or yours? I want to tell you about a sponsor, eFoods Direct. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating durable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming food shortages and the current economy, it is imperative that you make sure you and your family are prepared with non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. That's eFootsDirect.com. EcuadorCentral.com believes we can all have a duty to protect our families and our wealth. If you're considering a new life somewhere else, want a second home outside the U.S., or if you want to invest in a growing economy, EcuadorCentral.com can help you. Ecuador is a country with friendly people, good food, and great water all year round where you can live better for a lot less. Just visit EcuadorCentral.com, spelled EcuadorCentral.com. At EcuadorCentral.com, you will find properties for sale or rent, as well as free information that will help you get started now. So check it out at www.EcuadorCentral.com. That's EcuadorCentral.com. EcuadorCentral.com. Ecuador is ECUADOR Central.com. And last but not least, I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue 28. Ladies and gentlemen, and they now have the Ecola Blue 30. Check out all the great discounts and holiday specials they have running at EcolaBlue.com. It grabs water out of the atmosphere itself and sends it through 7 filters. In the Ecola Blue 28, the 30 has even more filters. And it's just a great system. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And that's our sponsors for the day. Your calls and a lot more straight ahead.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Alan Watts coming up. Let's talk to Paul in Texas. Thanks for holding, Paul.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm the Deborah Medina coordinator here in Austin in Travis County. And, man, I've been trying to get a hold of Chuck Norris. And I was just wondering if you knew if he had any plans on endorsing or if he's talked about anybody in the governor's race. And if not, man, how can we get him on board with Deborah. It seems like it's
Paul, I appreciate your call. You know, we've had Deborah in. We like her for governor, and we've supported her. And I've gotten calls at home from people saying, you know, get Chuck Norris on the phone with her. It's not like I just call Chuck Norris up and say, hey, Chuck, get over here and do this. I mean, I can do that with, like, Charlie Sheen and a few other people I know really well. But Chuck's been a listener for more than a decade. He likes the show. He knows a lot more than he's letting on. He's starting to show people how much he knows. But maybe a few years down the road, I can call myself good buddies with Chuck Norris. But, you know, these people all like me because I don't bug them. You know, I don't bug celebrities. I don't ask them for stuff. I don't hassle them. Let's go ahead and talk to John in New York. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing there, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, this is John here with We Are Change Hamburg, New York, a new chapter in the fight against tyranny. You know,
well done.
Trying to make a stand, that kind of thing. Just wanted to bring a point to you, you know, let you know that we just started up here in Western New York. Today I went to Miss Nancy, what's the doctor's name? Yeah, it's, you know, the doctor there that came up with a good slogan, just get your damn shot.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Well, we went to her blog today, and we posted a paper that we released on Facebook not long ago called The Pandemic Hoax. Essentially, what it is it's a paper that pretty much looks at the statistics as they're posted to today's date.
Yeah, this flu's killing about 20% of what the regular flu does this far into the year. There's now indictments coming down in Europe of EU members, UN members, where the scientists are all making money off the hype. It is a pack of criminals. But it doesn't stop there. They're adding chemicals to the vaccines. Appreciate the call, John. It's worse than that. You're paying them to get Alzheimer's and cancer and to be sterilized. Cynthia in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. It's a privilege. I want to tell you that I called Time Magazine today because of Ben Bernanke being named Man of the Year. And nobody there wants to talk to me, but I did leave several messages. Just felt that I wanted them to know that we know that they gave the prize to the man who caused this whole economic collapse.
Well, let's say one of the top lieutenants of Summers and Rubin and others that set it up under Clinton and worked it under Bush. It's all, yes, one of the king criminals. It's like giving Adolf Hitler an award for fighting Nazis.
But I just wanted them to know that we know, and they're not fooling anyone.
Don't subscribe to them. you know, literally don't. I mean, I'm just saying, Time Magazine is a joke. Newsweek's even worse. Every issue I see talks about how great killing old people is. I mean, it's like a Twilight Zone episode. Since when did just everything turn to psycho land?
Everything is upside down. You know, Obama gets the Nobel Prize for warmongering. So, also, to the other caller, the woman who's the child.
Here in Austin, and we confirmed it, we pulled it up, the corporations give the schools money to make the kids write dossiers on their parents. Go ahead.
Yes, well, my son's 26, but when he was 18 and he had his last checkup with the pediatrician, my husband called and said, do not give him the hepatitis vaccination. And they tried to give it to him. He went in there by himself because he was 18 years old, and I waited for him in the waiting room. And I couldn't believe that they tried to give him the vaccination when my husband had called ahead and said, do not give him that vaccination.
Well, there's a bounty. Absolutely. There's a bounty on getting that soft kill weapon in there. Of course, the doctor doesn't care. He just wants to go to the golf course and have sex with his mistress.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.